Yes, we are. How would you compare Austrian and British design then?
I don't know too much about Austrian design, but I'll refer to design that I do know and that I do really respect. I think there is fantastic book design happening, publication design happening in Austria, because it's not typography in book design is not a fashion. There are fashions in typography and book design, but the subject itself is not a fashion. So it's sort of much more advanced, and people here really understand it. It takes time to understand the object of a book or the typeface that you use for that book and for the publication. And that might sound really nerdy or really like whatever. So sort of a mixture between being a nerd and being a philosopher is not. It's an appreciation of the craft. It's taking your project seriously. It's taking the content seriously and trying to communicate that message or the content in the best form possible. And if you're an expert on that, and I think there are quite a few around in Austria as well, then you do it, you know, with the passion that you can develop for it. And this is what's happening here. When it comes to, I don't, if I mention the word trendy now, it might sound dismissive. It's not. The contemporary graphic design has to fulfill a lot of other roles than book design and publication design. Then I think the graphic design scene in Austria should know more about what's going on out there. I recently went to an Austrian award ceremony and I saw the projects there, and two-thirds, if not three-quarters of it, I had seen already. And this, of course, there's always, you know, you're
But
never
you've
original.
seen that in Austria?
And no, I haven't seen that in Austria, but if the people in the designers in Austria had known that the project pretty much exists
In
in
other
the UK
countries.
and it has been published in the design world, so in the magazines, probably in books already, and they're taking up 1 or 2 years to be published, being published, etc., then they would try to push it. They would really try to push it. They're capable of pushing it. It's just that sometimes this ignorance, not an ignorance on purpose, but an ignorance that's sort of infiltrating the environment, because either you don't care too much about it, or it doesn't provide you with the opportunities to get to know about whatever is out there, leads to results like that. They were very good projects. You know, I don't want to question the award or the ceremony or the people who enter. I think it's very important to have institutions like that and processes like that. But everything, or not everything, but as I said, two-thirds was there already. It's sort of an unawareness of what's out there. In typography, it's a different question, it's a different deal, because you're working with time, whereas contemporary graphic design or trendy design needs to be quite on the spot.
When you say it's unaware of what's out there, but for example, you live in London, do you think then, I mean, London is also a city, a country in its own, you know?
Absolutely.
How aware are you of what else is happening outside of
Absolutely.
London?
You're absolutely right. On top of that, we're ignorant because we're so arrogant. So it's like, you know, you think you're in London, so you think you know the world, but I absolutely agree. The only thing is that within London, we've got 11 million people within Greater London. We've got 8.8 or 8.2 million within the councils of London. There's a lot of design happening. So if you know about everything that's happening there, you know, I know quite a lot, and people are moving there because it's a center. I agree. There's a certain arrogance if I say that, and it's a certain ignorance as well. It's the design I know in Austria that I'm referring to, and I praise it as much as I have to say, guys, please, you know, send a few people out there. And they're going out there anyway, and I think it's fantastic. I got students here, and because I teach as well at the university here, at the University of Applied Arts, and they're interested in what's going out there. How can we get an internship? How can we study there? Can we do a postgraduate at your college? Because I also teach in London. And it's like, fantastic. It's happening more and more. And it's the way forward, I think. And it's, if people come back, fantastic. But they've been out there and they realize they can have a different opinion on their own environment. But if you never leave that environment, it's very difficult to have another point of view.
But do you recommend that also to your British students?
Absolutely. Oh my God, yes, definitely. Absolutely. You know, there's so many places to go to it. Especially, I think the cultural environment, if we say, you know, it's very dense and it's very fast and the environment is perfect in order to cause friction and to cause energy and to cause trying to solve problems. As much as that, you also need to find the other spot where you can actually deal with yourself, where you're actually based in an environment of solitude. Rather than having a sedimentation of information, you suddenly have to deal with yourself. It's fantastic. The only problem is I hardly got any British students. I got 15 people on my course at Centre St. Martin's on the MA course in Type and Language, and 13 different nationalities. So I don't have too many British people to talk to.
If I can go back to this, you're talking sort of globalization also in design.
A little bit.
Also,
right.
It's like the preservation of like national antics. Isn't that also important to create a style that's sort of unusual, like the Iranian design?
Yeah.
It's like it's been closed up pretty much. There's not much influence from outside, and also that sort of because of that, like this style exists and it's very national. Doesn't have any connections with outside world. That also makes it unique in a way. And it's sort of a shame that it's lost within this globalization going on. I'm not saying that it is, but it's.
Absolutely. No, you raise a very good point. First of all, I wouldn't say that it's a style, it's an approach. Because there is, styles are being used in every way possible, either to your advantage, to somebody else's disadvantage, whatever it might be. Local, if there is a local environment that's an integral part of a project, fantastic, use it. But it's still communication. And if I realize it's an Iranian project, it's a project from Cambodia, whatever it is, I will try to find out where it comes from. I will try to understand the mentality. I will try to do this and this and that. I will still try to use the perfect way to communicate it. And this, of course, it is very local again. So if it's in London, I can do this. If it's here, I can do that. I get certain printers that do it over there. I can afford a different quality of printing when I print, you know, on the continent, stuff like that. It plays together. I would not want to reproduce a style because I think, oh, I have to be local, which would be, I don't think that you imply that, but which would be sort of the negative way. If you base it on, I'm Austrian, I will try to make my Austrian stamp now in the UK, just because people might respond to that better. Style is. If it works, it works, and it'll work with all components considered, including the geographic location.
Do you see the point that something is lost in that process of globalization? Do you agree with that?
Of course, the negative ways. Yes. Something is lost in the process. Absolutely.
But
of course there would be a big but we all agree on the but as well.
I agree on the but as well. Sorry.
No.
Cut
that out.
No, but do you think is there any way telling for somebody that didn't know you at all from your work where you came from, or you think that
I grew up professionally in London. So I grew up with the British education, the British design environment, etc. I had a fantastic tutor whom I sort of just, you know, started to understand after my BA.
Who is that?
That's Peter Wilberg, not Hans Peter Wilberg. Peter Wilberg is his son. And he's a German. He's from German nationality, but from Germany, but he studied in The Hague, and he studied in Britain as well. So he's not, you can't pigeonhole him. But there was an appreciation for detail and for typography and for an incredible respect for the subject, an incredible knowledge about how to use the tools of communication. So, yes, I mean, yes, and no, not Austrian. Yes, maybe slightly more Middle European than you would consider the British design. Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm intrigued by form more and more. So the British design recently was a lot about content and concept and idea. And I think it's a crux of everything. If you don't have a project that's based on an idea or on a concept, you know, you're sort of lost. But you have so much power with form, and that is not yet being taught at British schools, I think, or not yet fully understood. There are a few courses that do that. For example, there's Hamish Muir teaching at, with a colleague of mine, or actually my studio buddy, David Sadler, at the information design course at the London College of Communication. And but Hamish had a Basel experience. A sort of Basel experience sounds very exaggerated. No, but it's they understand how to use form. And I think if you're not aware of your tools, and form is essentially a tool of a visual communicator, you might not get your idea across in the best way possible. And I'm trying to understand form, and obviously it should come from content.
But your work is more sort of typographic led, yeah, as opposed to, well, maybe typography as a form, as opposed to form in that is not, well, the
you,
other
you
way.
You might say it's a limited palette that a typographer uses, or...
No, I'm not saying it's limited. It's not, when I think of form, I don't only think of typography, for example.
Absolutely not. Those are the tools that I, at the moment, feel comfortable with, and that I try to explore and push and so on. It is not... I appreciate other media. So, for example, we've got a fantastic illustration course, illustration pathway on our course, and I try to understand it, and I appreciate the energy that's in there, etc. I wouldn't know how to put the analysis, or how to analyze it, and then to put the analysis into words is even more difficult for me. But within the field of type, I gained a teeny tiny bit of experience to make sense of it, and I try to explore that. And this is the form that I'm currently working with. I know it's very limited, and I'm not accusing you.
No, not at all.
Let's find out how much I can do with that, and then let's go further, and let's find out about different subjects as well. But it is one way of communicating, and I'm intrigued by, I mean, as Peter Bielek said today, language is one of the most fundamental things of communication, and you can't be a good typographer without an interest, a passion, an urge to find out about language. It's fantastic. It's really, really interesting, I think.
It's also your bilinguality. Isn't that also like...
It might be, although, again, I have to refer to my limited talents when it comes to languages, but I've got fantastic experiences with students. That I've got a student that she's originally from Greece, studied in Russia, and is now doing her MA in London. That's the three Western alphabets that we've got. I mean, that's an understanding of language that I'll never reach. Yeah. And on top of that, she's specializing in something that's working with language, with pronunciation, with phonetics. That's the most interesting thing ever. So I'm really, and I learn so much from my students. It's about language. I'm very happy that they understand already during their MA what I sort of found out towards the end of my MA and probably afterwards, that language is everything. It's everything.